This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
75-year-old refrigerator.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. A good piece in the start.
I mean, what does it even look like?
It looks like an old refrigerator that still works. Karen Tolkanen, who I think writes, she's based in Greater Minnesota, and she kind of gives the Greater Minnesota perspective in the Star Tribune, wrote an article today about her. It's her father-in-law. There's a picture of her father-in-law standing next to this old International Harvester refrigerator that is a model from 1950, and it still works. Come on, 75-year-old refrigerator. And it got me to thinking about, is there anything in my life that still runs that is basically an old appliance or something that I will not let go because it still runs pretty good? And I really can't, because you know what? There is something to be said. The old cliche is they don't make them like they used to. And I think there is a lot to be said about that.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, you build new houses now. We have new houses with new appliances. I don't think those new appliances are nearly as good as the ones we had, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So, I mean, aesthetically, it's one thing. It's like, you know, if you got an old refrigerator, you're like, well, I want a new one. I want a new fancier looking, you know, stainless or whatever. But is there anything in your life that you have that is even, that you hang on to that still works? And you refuse to part with it because
such a good question.
Works better than even newer models,
right? I mean, the thing is about newer models. When we renovated this house, which was 10 years ago, I just had to replace one of my fancy refrigerators, you know, that I bought 10 years ago, and it died, and it couldn't be fixed. It was some kind of cooling line that they said. And it was not under warranty anymore. Obviously, it was 10 years old. But, I mean, is that the length of appliances now, 10 years?
I think so. I think a lot of them are made to last about 10 years, and then you got to upgrade. And I see, you know, like, well, then they got to come back and get a new one. Like, my mom has her washer. I think only one of them exists. I can't remember if it's still the washer or the dryer. She had the pair, and one of them still remains, and they have to be. Mom, if you're listening, text me. How old a model? Those must be from the late 60s or early 70s.
That's older than you.
Older than me, yeah. They're olive green, by the way. They're like olive green.
Of course they are.
But
excuse me, we call it avocado green.
Avocado green, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Why? What's wrong? What's so wrong about olive green?
No, but that's a different shade. In the 60s, it was called avocado green, and people had avocado kitchens and appliances, and those are your mother's.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of texts. I knew this would spark a nerve here. My dad's 1968 Ariens snowblower just keeps going, and I will not get rid of it.
Wow, that's amazing. Does it run on just straight fossil fuels? You have to feed a dinosaur into it?
Yeah. Where do I find a dinosaur egg around here?
That's Here's great. I love that.
Here's the one. If you have an old model that you are not getting rid of, and I know why, because older models are better. Toasters. Mm-hmm. If you have an old toaster, Old toasters are so much better than the modern toaster. They're quick. They're faster. They heat evenly. And that is why somebody just said a 60s model stainless steel toaster, cloth cord, the old cloth cord, still use it most every day. You keep, hang on to that. You do not want to get rid of that.
Absolutely. And also that, I probably still have it somewhere in the basement, that alarm clock that we all had, that digital clock with the wood paneling on top.
Yes.
And the red letters. There were the red digital
button.
Letters.
Yep.
I bet that's still somewhere in my house. I mean, that lasted forever. Now we have phones and it's ugly, but I bet I can find that somewhere.
I even like, we used to have one of those old, like the old school metal wind up alarm clocks with the bells on the
top,
you know?
Stop it.
Yes. Still works.
That's a vintage piece now. Yeah. I bet that's a collectible at this point.
Mark,
ooh, someone said
in...
my ninth. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Mark has called in from Rosemont. Hold that thought, Jor. Let's find out. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, I've got a story about a refrigerator. In 1948, I'm an old person, my mom received a used refrigerator. It was a Kelvinator, 1948. And that thing ran and ran and finally went to the garage for beverages and
sure.
stuff like that.
Great beer fridge.
So from 1948, in 2015, it's still in the garage and running.
Wow.
And we finally had it hauled away.
Oh.
1948?
So 67 years that thing ran.
Wow.
Amazing. A Kelvinator? That's crazy. Great story. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good
great
day,
story.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, I don't know what color it was, but that's a great story. These texts are terrific. 33-year-old dishwasher finally gave up the ghost last year. And we should follow this segment up with, if you did finally give up an old appliance and got a new one, like, did it change your world? Because it has bells and whistles and you can set it on a timer. Or
make it worse.
Miss the old one.
Miss the old one. Yes.
You miss
I guarantee
the old one,
you more people would miss the old one. I mean, again, aesthetically, it probably looks a lot better.
Sure.
But it's not nearly as good as the old one. I guarantee you. Toasters for sure. Nobody can tell me that their toaster now is better than the one they had when they were a kid. Nobody.
No. Guys, my mom had a washer and dryer for decades. When she got the new ones, the people that brought them to the house said, I can guarantee you these won't last as long as those did. And it probably didn't. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. That's right. They don't make things like they used to. Someone says they have a 1994 refrigerator humming along in the garage.
Amazing.
Yeah, but 1994 was like, that was like last year, right? When I graduated college. I mean, that was just like 5 years ago.
General Electric stove, 1943-year-old stove. Mom had it until she died in 1984. Okay, so that's 41 years. That's still pretty good. Like the house I lived in before, when I lived in South St. Paul, that stove, that had to have been like a 1960s. It had like the griddle, you know, in the middle.
Yes.
With the metal cover on it.
They make those new again, by the way.
Oh, they
do? You buy some new gas stoves, will have the griddle in the middle where you can.
I've
seen that recently.
It's fantastic.
Yes, so convenient.
Yes.
Some of these texts are amazing. Guys, I still have an electric frying pan from a wedding gift 48 years ago, and it works great. So is that like a hot plate? What's an electric frying pan?
Electric frying pan is like, I think it's like Presto used to make all this kind of stuff where it would be on four legs, I think, and it's got the turn dial, I believe. And you turn it up to at least up to zero to like 350 degrees, and it just gets hot. That's how my mom used to cook all our hamburgers, everything in the frying pan. Yep.
Electric frying pan. There you go. A 60s model stainless steel toaster. Cloth cord. Use it most every day.
Yeah.
That's great. 35-year-old fridge that's still working. Knocking on wood as I text this. It's so good. Yeah. 38-year-old Sunbeam mixer. Still used regularly. Also a 45-year-old dryer, but now I dry most of my clothes on the line. I hope you live somewhere warm.
Somebody said, Eric and Shoreview says old tools aren't uncommon. I have 50-plus-year-old power tools. And, Dave, weren't you saying that you have a lot of tools that are super old?
Yeah, I have a few tools that are old. I mean, obviously hand tools can be old, but I have like a bench grinder, which, A, is something that you don't use that often.
Don't even know what it is.
But it's metal components. It's pretty simple, and that thing just runs forever. I think a lot of the reason that and maybe somebody with a little more experience could explain it, but I think the reason is that, you know, 50-plus years ago, we used pretty much all metal components that won't deteriorate over time as long as they're kept dry and oiled. And now a lot of the things we use to make these appliances are rubbers and plastic that just by the nature of those materials, like that gasket has a lifespan. So even if everything else is working, like the plastic and rubber components they just have a lifespan and will break down after a while and there's nothing to do about it.
Yeah. Thinking about the cloth cord, like I used to have when I was a kid.
Yes.
I had the Air King fan in my room. It was a huge box fan with metal blades that would have sliced your fingers off easily.
100%.
But that sucker made the greatest low hum. Oh, it was the best white noise. I've actually looked on eBay for old Air King metal fans. They go for like $300. Even like used ones, like because I think that people want those old school metal box fans again.
And I have heard you talk about this box fan. Yeah. So I know that you miss that. This is not the first conversation we have had about that fan.
One day I'm going to get an old Air King.
I wonder if anybody still has electronics, like a boom box. Remember how cool those were? Oh, you used to put them on, it was the 80s, you know, if anybody still has that. Or even a record player. And I know record players are in vogue now and everybody, all the cool kids are doing the vinyl thing, you know, I get it. But it's, gosh, I mean, we got a record player. My sister and I got a record player as a Hanukkah gift one night. I mean, it wasn't anything fancy. I mean, pretty sure it was plastic. It was the 80s. So I was pretty sure it was plastic. But boy, I can remember exactly what that thing looked like. And it might have still worked today.
Oh, I got one, I think for Christmas, it was the one piece stereo system. It had the record player on the top, double cassette deck, and then the speakers, like detachable speakers. So it was like its own stereo system. And it had like equalizer. You could like adjust the equalizer. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, I'll add more bass to this song. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally get it. Totally get it. Washer and dryer that are 20 years old. The repairman said to keep them as long as you can. This is a texter because they don't make them like this anymore. They work fine. So true. The only thing I have, it's not electric. I have a meat grinder that I used to watch my grandmother make chopped liver for Pesach. The only time I ever make chopped liver is Passover. And she made her own. You know, the liver, of course, would get fed into the top of the grinder, the onions, the egg, the oil. I'm trying to think what else she'd put in there. It was a very basic recipe. I've never had chopped liver as good as that, but she would clamp it to the side of a folding chair and put the bowl under it. You know, now you could, I guess, maybe you could clamp it to a counter or whatever, and you'd grind the meat and the meat would fall into the bowl. Yep. And I used to either hold the bowl under her for her or grind, and she would hold the bowl when she got older. But I remember that, and I said when she died, I had to fight one of my uncles for it. I'm not physically, but I want that meat grinder because I watched Grandma and I made chop liver together, but it's not electric. It's metal. It's heavy. And of course, it still works. And someday I'll make chop liver again.
Still have a boombox with the removable speakers that I bought in about 1980 or 81. I still use it regularly as a stereo in the garage. Yeah, those are a lot of garage stereos or the old school.
Yeah, one a lot of garage stereos.
Very nice. Keep the text coming in, 651-461-9226, or tell us like what you wish you still had, the appliance, as opposed to the new one you got that sucks. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll be not a shock. We got tons of texts on this topic because, again, we saw an article in the Star Tribune in honor of a 75-year-old refrigerator that still works. The old saying is they don't make them like they used to, and boy, everybody agrees because everybody's texting with things they're still using. Jeff has called in. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I've got a 1949 model wife. She still works great. Housekeeping, cleaning, cooking. Wonderful lady. I think I better keep her.
Not gonna upgrade. Not gonna upgrade anytime soon.
Hey, I've already done one upgrade. This one is great.
Okay. Way to go, Jeff.
Great call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, record that for your wife too. She'll need to hear that.
That's right. Sometimes the new one isn't always better.
That's right.
That's funny. That's enough with the upgrade. The texts are amazing. There are so many of them. And listen to this, Adam. Listening to WCCO on the same radio that my mother listened to the CBS affiliate WMBD in Peoria, Illinois, back in the 70s.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Sounds the same.
Still using my parents' 1960s stainless steel Toastmaster. Makes better toast than the modern ones. That's right. You can get them cheap on eBay. Good to know.
Somebody was texting in earlier. I missed the text. I forgot to read it. That they have a 60s toaster that actually lowers the bread for you.
Stop it. Really?
Yes.
Like you don't have to push it down? You apparently put it in there
and it brings it down slowly.
Hmm.
That's like those hotel, the Continental Breakfast Hotel toasters where you put it on the
conveyor belt.
Thank you. Oh. Takes forever. Like you're sitting there waiting for your toast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who wants to do that? Oh, God bless you, Adam. Are you still not feeling well, my friend?
No, I feel fine.
I'm sorry. Okay. Someone said, I have an old Packard Bell black and white console TV. And my black and white portable TV from college 50 plus years ago. And our dishwasher is 37-year-old Sears Kenmore, still working fine. Take care of them and they last.
Okay. Wow. I mean, I get that, but that's one appliance where you want the upgrade. Nobody wants to be watching
the TV on
a black and white anymore. That's like 8 inches. Like, no. Get yourself a high-definition television. It's life-changing.
Yeah. And to this texter, if you do upgrade, you will be immersed in a whole new world of television, because the quality of television has increased so much than what we used to watch. And even just access to it. You know, we all had those TVs with the big back We had it was built into a console. 700 that's what he's
pounds,
talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was a lot. I'm 65 and I have my grandmother's meat metal grinder too, like Jordana was saying. They used to make ham salad with it. And when my aunt was using it as a child with my grandmother and lost a finger in the grinder.
Oh, come on. Boy, those hot dogs were really good though for some reason. Rocco has called in from St. Paul. Hi, Rocco.
Hey, guys. I'm a delivery driver, so I'm risking a ticket talking to you, but I don't care.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a barn sale. A long time ago, I bought a cast iron apple core.
Apple core. Hey, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and let's weigh, we're 50 pounds, all black. It's a great conversation piece, and it still cores apples.
Stop Excellent. It. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Go ahead.
Do you have to turn it? Like, do you crank it to make the apple go around?
Exactly, that's exactly. Crazy. Just like the old Ford Model T's, you crank it, right?
Yeah. Don't get a ticket. Thanks for calling in. Don't get a ticket.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Think about that, though. They made a 50-pound cast iron tool for coring apples. Like, wow, that's very functional.
My God, for coring apples. Oh, boy. On the wife upgrade topic. Okay, we'll talk about that another time. Someone wrote here, and I don't know if this is true. My parents have a toaster that's 87 years old. Come on. How old are your parents? Come on. 87 is real.
Do the math. Yeah. What is that? What model? Like 1930s be or 40s?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost before electricity. You know, that's a really old toaster.
I believe him.
It's crazy. That is
probably
crazy.
Works great.
Let's take a break. Let's do some Dear Jordana. Yeah. I've gotten a couple of emails, but I definitely want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. I can tell you if it's time to get rid of the console TV. The answer is yes. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. We love this. 651-461-9226. We want phone calls. We'd love some texts. We're getting some texts here. But we'll start with Drama Jan because this is a good one today. Dear Jordana, are Christmas cards an appropriate venue to deliver life event updates, even if it's like a divorce?
Oh, that's a big downer in the Christmas card, Jan.
Right.
It's a tough one. Sure. I'm going to go with sure. If that's the only time you reach out to these people and you're sending them, this one started kindergarten and this one graduated from college. And I mean, a divorce is a big life event. So, yeah, sure. If you're the person that's doing all the things in the Christmas card, giving the update, that's a big one. Make sure you include it.
Yeah,
sure.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And Merry Christmas, by the way.
Right.
Divorce happens. That's for sure.
Dear Joe, my friend just broke up with her girlfriend. I follow them both on social media, so I have to unfollow her ex. I really liked her, and she posts great stuff. Ooh.
Oh, she's asking if she has to unfollow her ex. Ugh. See, this depends on your relationship to the friend. Like, if it's your best friend and she just broke up with her girlfriend or significant other, then yeah, your loyalty is to your friend, and also. It depends on the friendship. It really does. If it's a very casual friend and you got to know her significant other through, you know, your friendship with your friend, then maybe you could stay friends. But here's the deal. If you are friends mutually with the ex and you post things about her ex, she's going to see those things. And the ex might not want her to see current pictures of her. So I would talk to the ex about it. But depends on the relationship with the friend. But usually when it's me, if somebody gets broken up with or somebody is, you know, gets dumped, they're dead to me. My loyalties are with my friend.
Right.
And that's the end of it. Yeah.
Dear Jor.
What do you think?
I wouldn't unfollow somebody. So, I mean, if they asked me to, you know, actually it happened in my past where somebody...
You.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me politely, say, hey, can you unfollow that person because they're no longer in my life? And I respected that person enough to say, you know what? I will.
Yeah, right. Because
my loyalties lie with you and not that person.
Correct. That's fair.
There's higher hills to die on.
Exactly. This is just social media.
Yes. Dear Jor, it's Sunday morning and your clean laundry basket has sat untouched for 4 days. Do you officially treat the basket as a second dresser for the rest of the week? Or do you power through the folding and regain your moral high ground? That's a great question.
Yeah, that is right. Because at some point, I believe Everybody Loves Raymond had a whole show about this. They went on vacation and they unpacked the suitcase and brought it down, but left it on the landing on the stairs. And Ray didn't bring it down and his wife didn't bring it down. And it was there for weeks and it became this point of contention, like who's going to bring the suitcase to the basement?
Yes.
You know, put it because it was just left there.
Yes.
So, right? It was such a good episode.
That is so good.
So relatable.
Yes.
I guess this does happen with the laundry. And I talk to myself when this happens. You know, you put things on the stairs for your kids to bring up and they never get brought up. Yeah. You're going to bring those things up. The laundry is the same thing. Do you want peace or do you want to be right? You probably want the piece. Fold the damn laundry.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully, and fold the damn laundry and then put it in that person's, wherever, that person's room or that person's closet or wherever. Get it out of the way. You want a clean house. Fold the damn laundry and move on. If it's your kids, at some point, they're going to move out and you won't have to fold their laundry. If it's your husband, just move that laundry basket into his space. Maybe if he's got a space, a man cave, an office, his side of the bed.
Yeah.
Then you guys can work that out.
You know those movies where, like, people have to... steal something and you know there's like the lasers that go across and they have to maneuver around the lasers. That's how I take things out of a laundry basket, because if I tussle something, that's when I get into trouble. Like, did you look through the laundry basket to get something?
You should have folded it and put everything away, Adam Carter.
I know.
Cannot do that.
I'm very good at it, though, deftly taking my underwear out from under three stacks of, you know, towels and making them look like they haven't been touched.
Fold the laundry.
Dear Jordana, your neighbor had a package stolen, my neighbor had a package stolen, and they're now asking everyone on the street for my home security camera footage.
Oh, boy.
to build a case? Do you hand over your footage and become an accessory to the neighborhood investigation, or do you politely decline and prioritize your own privacy?
You give it to them. It's your neighbor, right? Yeah. Do you want peace or do you want to be right? Yeah. Don't start a fight. You want peace.
Yes.
You just give it. Who cares?
That's
and you know what?
Good.
It's you're lucky your package didn't get stolen. Yeah. Be a good neighbor. Be a person.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Got a phone call here for Dear Jordana. Let's go to Bruce, who's called in. Bruce, what's your question for Dear Jordana?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
This is maybe easy. I don't know. I'm standing here at Byerly's. I'm in Roseville. And I'm listening to you through my headphones. And I'm like, what should I have for lunch? And so I thought you could just maybe tell me maybe a suggestion of what I should have for lunch.
I love it.
What are my options, Bruce?
Sky's the limit. I'm here in Roseville. I am at Byerly's, so if you know there's anything good inside there, I know they have a deli.
Yeah, don't they have like a full salad bar at a Byerly's?
Anything.
Sometimes they do the buy one, get one half off sushi. If that's the day for that at Byerly's, I would definitely get that. Then you can have a little bit of later. You can have a little nosh. Do that.
Okay. So I'll just stay right here. I'll get something inside.
Sushi, Bruce. Thank you. Bruce at
Thank
Byerly's.
You.
Thanks,
you.
Bruce.
You got it, love.
Bruce at Byerly's. Hey, that's immediate advice.
Right. And, you know that's what? Taking Dear Jordana to the next level.
You had a great answer for that. Sushi. Mm-hmm. I love sushi, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, and Byerly's does a good job. And there are days, like at the Whole Foods here on Friday, you buy one, get one half off. So sometimes we have sushi appetizers for Shabbat because it's buy one, get one half off. It's nice.
Dear Jor, is it ever okay to completely reinvent yourself at 50?
Always reinvent yourself. And at 51, and at 52, and at 50. Absolutely. You are never too young or too old, for a new career, a new lifestyle. Absolutely. Change it up, right? You get bored with the old you. Change it up, girlfriend or boyfriend. Of course.
Dear Jor, my partner has a favorite funny story that they tell every single social gathering, and I've heard it at least 40 times.
Oh, God.
Can I interrupt and say, oh, I've heard this one, to save everybody a minute, or do you silently sit through it every time, offering a supportive, practice laugh at the punchline? Ooh, this is a good one. I think my wife probably, this might be from my wife.
I was going to ask if Mark texted this in.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You're never supposed to embarrass anybody in public. Okay? That's a Jewish tenet. It should just be a life tenet. You're not supposed to publicly embarrass somebody. That means like it kills them a little bit each time. You're committing a very small killing every time when you publicly embarrass somebody. So if you cannot stand this story anymore and you're at a party, here's what I would do. I'm going to go grab a drink. Or I'm going to go to the bathroom. And you can even say, oh, I've heard this one. I'm going to just run to the ladies' room. Mm-hmm. You can do that. That kind of lets your partner know, like, you've told this 50,000 times. And they might want, it might be a new environment. There might be people there that haven't heard it before. But you don't want to embarrass them publicly. That's not the right thing to do when you're in a relationship. So if you're tired of it, you don't want to sit there and roll your eyes, remove yourself from the situation. You can tell your partner privately. Everybody's heard that story, and it's wise not to tell it again because people are just placating you. You know, your partner deserves the truth. And then it's up to them if they want to socially embarrass themselves or not. But you don't have to stand for that kind of behavior. I would remove yourself from the situation. What do you think?
I mean, it depends on who the crowd is, you know, because we always kind of assume that a husband and wife are always in that kind of, you know, oh, don't tell this one anymore. You know, like that's kind of the nature of marriage that we. But yeah, if you're really embarrassing them, like just shut up. Don't tell this story. It's stupid and nobody's that's, you know, that's a different
can't do
thing.
That.
That's
that like, makes it worse. Oh, that makes it more uncomfortable for everybody.
Absolutely.
In a circle.
Right.
Yeah.
I always assume that, you know, a wife or a husband will be like, give the, you know, the exaggerated eye roll. Like, here we go again. She's going to tell this, you know, that's kind of funny, but.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. And if you're in on the joke, that's fine. And then you can sit there and take it. But if you're like, if it's become a point of contention, then remove yourself. You shouldn't be in a position where you feel uncomfortable or weird or annoyed with your spouse publicly. So remove yourself.
Uh-oh, this one might be from my mom. Dear Jor, my adult children never call unless they need something. How do I fix that?
I know, Adam, you suck. You need to call your mom right now. Do you call them? That would be my question. Do you call them?
Mm-hmm.
And then see what the response is. They're adults, so you guys no longer have, I mean, I know they'll always be your kids, but you have a different relationship as adults. They're not required to do anything other than honor you. Like it says in the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. They're not required to do anything. But if you call them and they're not returning your call, again, you can't require them to do that.
Right.
But I would call them. Hey, just wanted to say hi. And, you know, if you want to talk to them, you initiate. That's what I would say. But yeah, they're not required to do anything for you anymore except honor you.
Yeah, Mom.
yeah, Cheryl Carter. Call Adam.
Dear Jor, I've been dating somebody seriously for 2 months now. I stumbled across their dating profile. Well, I got questions if that's still up, first of all. But it lists their age as 3 years younger than they actually are. Do I confront them about the inconsistency, or do I decide to overlook the tiny deception and wait for more organic moment to bring it up? Well, why is their dating profile still up, though? Wouldn't you stop that?
Well, a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
Okay, their dating profile's still up, but why are you looking at it? Were you on the dating site?
Were you swiping?
Why are you
swiping?
Why are you right? Remember, when you confront them about this, they're going to say, why were you looking at the dating site? So do you confront them? If you're willing to answer that question, you absolutely confront them.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I saw that, you know, this is that your real age? What is you? Well, just so I know for the next birthday, what kind of candles to buy?
Right.
Is it 26 or 29? You know, yeah, absolutely. Truth is always the best policy, but you need a good answer, or you need the truth as to why you were on that dating site looking at their old profile.
I'm going to rank those infractions. Number one infraction, I think, is the person looking on the dating site and stumbling across the second infraction. This is in ranking of seriousness. Second is having your profile stolen. I think the last one is the age. We all kind of fub on our age. That's no big deal.
Right. Especially on a dating profile.
Three years.
A lot of stuff is not true
right. On
a dating profile. And also, I'd be more curious. There's no more information, right? How old the person was and like which, you know, did they make them under 30? Did they make them under 50? I'd be curious to know at what age we start lying about
right,
our age
exactly.
online.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.